What's your name? So,
Julio Locon.
The explosion was 2 blocks away from my house.
Before the explosion, is a little shaking in the air, so my house is jumping. So the first thing that I do is get out from my house, and when I find out the fire is on top of my head, so that's what I get, these little burns, but it's this one is second degree, and over in my head is second degree too. It's a big flame of fire, like 20 or 40 feet high. The fire is away from me, just the heat. So I feel it, that my head, all my body is melted. So I pray and say, God, I don't wanna die like this. So suddenly all the flames go away. And that's why I just received these little burns.
Sorry?
Fred Gillen. But PG&E couldn't find any numbers where the other neighbors call. I wonder what happened to the numbers. A couple of weeks they've been smelling it down the bottom. A San Francisco fireman that's in there lives, retired. He lives on Claremont. And he's smelled it. But they can't seem to find his number in the records either. Somebody has been at that intersection lately, because with the chalk, which will wear off after a while, we had all of these USA underground service access arrows and lines and everything else. Nobody seems to know where they came from. I guess the Martians have been here. The main thing is, you put something in like that, a big corporation, whatever you want to call them, I have other names for them, but they should know automatic shutoffs. But automatic shutoffs, as we see with the disaster in the Gulf, without testing, at least monthly. They tell us to test our homeowners' smoke detectors. Why can't the big outfits test all of this safety stuff they supposedly have that will work and kick in when a disaster happens? It's too much rhetoric. They tell you, oh yeah, you know, we're going to take care of the people, this and that, but vote for me next time, you know. No, let's get it done. We've all got to heal now. It's in a healing process. And the folks that have nothing, we've lost some residents. But there again, now if PG&E, they say they knew about this old pipe and manual valving, why didn't they use some of that money to go ahead and put in this automatic shutdown? That's a 30-inch main? I mean, there's unbelievable pressure. That piece come out of the ground like a Scud missile. It shouldn't have been there. Or if they knew it was there when they were building Crestmore 2, they should have said, you don't build Claremont down here. Just the homes up higher.
So they knew that there was gas.
It was Renee Tarzia. It was definitely reported. We smelt it on July 4th, all the way back then. We called PG&E. PG&E, there was a phone call on Thursday made during the day to PG&E.
I was in Seton Hospital, and my mother had told my brother that they had smelled gas, and they were going home for an appointment. So that's why they left my brother. He was in there for cancer in the head and the lungs. They left the house there and then went back from the hospital, Seton. Then they went back to the house and got in the house before it blew up. They have denied all the calls. There is no calls that are documented. And the other thing, too, is
people. You think that's criminal?
Oh, we know it is criminal. Come on, big corporations? But the biggest thing, too, is that people were smelling it through their lawns. One guy said he saw his lawn moving, you know. But that's just some of them, you know. Our neighbors, actually a guy, picked up my brother-in-law, my sisters, picked them up and drove them to Kaiser Hospital. They were burning. And he just plowed his vehicle out of his house and then went and got him. And then his house burnt down, you know. But he was a hero for 3 days, and they've had her body at the morgue.
You think PG&E executives should be criminally?
I think they should be accountable. And basically, the biggest problem was all their employees that they had out here in the field were not properly educated in this kind of site. This is a 30-inch pipe of, you know, stuff.
Was your family informed there was a high-pressure gas line on that property below where you live?
Never. My family's been there for 40 years. We never knew that was there. A couple years ago, they worked on the park down below, and they told everybody they were working on sewer lines and things like that. But basically, they were working on those lines.
Was that Abraham? I don't know what he was, but this guy was with this tip, and every time he pointed on the floor, the stick goes beep all over from Glenview. Because I go run every morning. I went my first run or Claremont, and then I saw him on Claremont, like Claremont and Concord. Mm-hmm. He was checking all the area.
So did you smell gas yourself?
Yeah. I heard some people were calling too.
If PG&E had people checking to, and that they
that
had.
That
was on Tuesday.
2 days before the explosion.
So if they had people checking, if they smell gas, why didn't they evacuate the neighborhood?
I don't know, because they called. Maybe the tie was a little escape or something.
Now, PG&E is supposed to be regulated. Who's regulating them, and why would they allow this line to be built under the community without letting the community know that there was a high-pressure gas line there?
I know. It's like when we first bought the house, the only thing they told us was, you know, a plane can crash here, but that barely can happen. Or your house is like uphill, you know, the water pipes go through the mountain, and an earthquake can break the water pipes or something like that. That was the only thing they told us. Then they would tell us, oh, here's a pipe that it might blow one day, and, you know, all your people can die. They never told us that. And there's Marcos. They put it right there where the park is. The park, there's no houses. So just in case anything happened, they knew nobody was going to die. If they die, it's going to be a couple of people, you know, because that's where the explosion was.
How long did it take for them to shut off the gas?
I don't know. After the fire, I had a run for my life. My roommate, he's dying right now. He's on General Hospital. And
he was burned.
He was burned. Just me and him were in the house. Luckily, my mom and the other family members, they weren't shopping or something. But he's dying. I got burned too in my back. I was crushed up.
Why is there proper regulation of a company like PG&E to protect people in the neighborhoods?
Yes, that was supposed to do. You know, that's why I was shot. Especially that week on Tuesday, I seen the guy from PG&E checking meter. I don't know what he was checking on the floors, but he was from PG&E because he had a hat. I never seen that guy, especially that week. I lived there for 4 years, never seen nobody. He was doing something for a reason. He went from Glenview all around Claremont. Like I said, I go around every day. All my neighbors, they know me. I weigh everybody. You can ask anybody. They know me. They know I go Monday through Friday running.
And you noticed that they were checking for problems.
Well, what he was doing. As soon as I come out from my house, he was checking my house. And then I'm like, what is this guy doing? And then he went to the next house. And then he crossed the street because after the next house, there's no more houses. So he went to the other side, start checking. And next thing, when I start walking, I did my first run. He was already in Claremont doing the same.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a Class A driver, 18-wheeler.
My name is Grateful Fred Nesbitt, luckiest guy from San Bruno. We're blaming the wrong people for what the problems we're avoiding here. And corporate communism, like social communism, has to be regulated and controlled. It can't run amok like we've had for the last 20, 30, 40 years.
You mean the Gulf explosion and the mine
stock market, the opposite conservative. They call us liberals, the liberalization of our money supply, starting with Richard Nixon, the liberalization of our health care with the HMO Act, the liberalization of the Savings and Loan Association, okay, on and on and on. It's not like it's a conspiracy. It's just a state of mind of profits before people.
Business.
And, you know, businesses have a right to make profit. I mean, I'm not against that, but you also have a responsibility to care for their people. You know, they wouldn't damage their machines. If they had a machine that goofed up, they wouldn't beat it with a hammer. Why would they not take care of their people, take care of their health, their welfare, and make sure they have enough to eat and a place to live? The teabaggers are right. You know, there's something going on, but they're looking at the wrong people. And attacking labor or attacking even city workers or government employees because they're making too much money is one of the most absurd things you could ever imagine. You know, it's corporate profits before people, and that's what this thing is all about. And we have to control it. You know, we can't run amok like it has for the last 40 years.